Welcome into the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy here with you on this Thursday, February 16th. All right, Noah, you want to kick us off today?
Yeah, I sure can. So I've told y'all multiple times I like the water, but yet I've never been on a cruise before.
Okay.
I've always wanted to go.
I never have either.
So I saw this fact about cruise ships, and I thought it was pretty interesting. So it's kind of, there's a few little parts to it. The first cruise ship set sail in 1900.
Okay.
Back in the 1900 is when the first cruise ship set sail. It only had, I believe, I didn't write this down, but I'm pretty sure it only had 180 passengers on that cruise ship.
Okay.
So obviously now, ships have gotten a whole lot bigger. So did you know that the current biggest cruise ship is 1,188 feet long? It's equivalent to about 4 football fields, or twice the height of the Washington Monument.
Wow.
That is the biggest cruise ship.
It's a pretty big boat.
It's an 18-deck cruise ship, a capacity of 6,988 guests. That is a lot of people on one boat.
Yeah.
There's more than 30 dining venues. There's a zip line, a rock climbing wall, and 7 distinct themed neighborhoods.
Neighborhoods on a ship?
There's neighborhoods, not just a few, 7.
Wow.
7 neighborhoods on this ship. It is called the Royal Caribbean Wonder of the Sea. That is the biggest cruise ship as of right now. Another cool little fun fact is, did you know that you could actually live on a cruise ship if you wanted to?
If you wanted to, you really could?
Yep. There are a few cruise ships that are actually designated for only permanent residents, but there's a lot of retirees who like to sail and do stuff like that, and after they retire, they have the budget to do so. You can actually buy permanent residences on cruise ships.
Interesting.
And sometimes they transfer to other cruise ships if, like, a cruise ship has some downtime.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it parks, you'll just get on the other cruise ship, and you can have a permanent residence. They have one, the world's largest private residential ship, fits 165 permanent residents on board.
Wow. I bet that's a pretty expensive way to live.
Yeah, probably so, but I bet it's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
with only 165 on the ship permanently,
yeah,
it kind of gives you, I guess, a little bit more room than stuck on a ship with 6,000 people.
True. That is cool stuff, man. All right, so I've got one. It's on this day in sports history back in 1972, so that makes it 51 years ago today. Wilt Chamberlain of the Los Angeles Lakers became the first player in NBA history to reach the career 30,000-point mark in an NBA career. He reached that 30,000-point mark. He had the all-time scoring record for a long time in the NBA, and then Kareem Abdul-Jabbar came along and passed him up, and then I don't know if you've been paying attention to the NBA lately, LeBron just passed Kareem.
Yep, I did know that.
A couple weeks ago, and he's actually about to reach 40,000 points probably next season, and he'll be the first player, of course, to ever reach the 40,000-point mark. But yeah, back in 1972, on today, February 16th, Wilt Chamberlain became the first NBA player to ever reach 30,000 career points. And you think about that, it's weird, like, wrap your mind around how many points 30,000 is.
Yeah,
like,
it's a lot.
If you go out and score, like, 40 points in one game, that's a lot for a game. And, or say, 30 points, you got to do that 1,000
times. 1,000 times. 1,000.
To reach 30,000. Yeah. Crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah, well, there you have it. All right, that'll do it for the Did You Know Show today. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Again, 2:45 p.m. every weekday. You learn something new right here on the Did You Know Show.